Earlier this month, the Office of Personnel Management released data showing an increase in retirement requests from federal employees. Experts have long predicted the coming of a retirement tsunami as more and more baby boomers reach retirement age. Could this data finally be the first sign that that big wave is really here? John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He says agencies should be preparing to get wet.
We're not being swamped with retirements in particular, but we are seeing that wave of departures increasing. And indeed, in fiscal year 2011, we were at a 10-year high for voluntary retirements in the executive branch. And, you know, whether or not it's swamping a particular agency kind of depends on the state of affairs in each agency. Yes, some agencies, I think the metaphorically, you know, they've been standing on their toes with the water up to their chin. And this wave, you know, can be tsunami-like for that particular organization if they're stretched thin and all of a sudden they're losing some key personnel.
Palguda says that loss of key staff members means agencies will be losing experience and knowledge that is going to be difficult to replace.
One of the reasons folks talk about retirements so much is that by definition, if somebody's eligible to retire, they've been in government for, you know, 30 plus years typically, and they've developed a lot of institutional memory. They may be some of the most skilled individuals in their particular job area. And when you lose those folks, if you don't have people ready to fill in behind them, you could be in tough shape.
John Palguda of the Partnership for Public Service. Now, Michael Caine is the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Energy Department. He says to lessen the impact of the retirement tsunami, managers need to look at what helps them complete their mission.
You know, when you look at your mission, what gets your mission done? Brain power. Brain power is what gets your mission done. Brain power is what makes sure we make schedule and we make cost and we make the right decisions on behalf of the American people. So what brain power are you going to need when? And don't short shift the work that has to be done, because that ultimately costs money. So let's make sure we've got the right number of people developed and we've got a depth on that bench, so that when we have to make a move, when we have a high-risk operation, we know we have the people who can step up and meet that. Even if we're reprioritizing mission programs, we still know we have the people to execute what we've been told we need to do.
That's the Energy Department's Chief Human Capital Officer, Michael Caine. Now, this story was produced by our web writer, Mike O'Connell, and Mike joins us now to talk a little bit more about it. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
So, Mike, you've written a long story. You've taken a big look at this on our website. The story is called, Has the Long-Anticipated Retirement Tsunami Finally Started? Perhaps it's a rhetorical question. I don't know. But tell us a little bit about the scope of your reporting, because it's a lot more than what we just heard.
I had a chance to talk with some experts in, about the federal agencies, about hiring, recruitment, and just sort of looking at what, you know, the federal employees, what their retirement, you know, where they are as far as deciding what they want to do. And the main thing is that the data suggests that the tsunami, which people have been talking about for years and years, is actually here. OPM has sort of seen a steady increase over the last year or so of people putting in requests for their retirements. And so it sort of led us to believe, what inspired us to write this story.
So you looked at people both inside and outside of government, and did they tell you, do they think that agencies are prepared for this big change should the retirement tsunami actually come into being?
I think the general answer is, you know, it depends. Some agencies are better prepared than others. They've sort of already implemented, you know, training and sort of things to programs put into place that would pass along institutional knowledge. Try to get the most out of those feds before they leave service.
Now, OPM has had some problems dealing with all the applications and the backlog. Is there evidence that they're finally starting to get close to being able to handle these people, the tsunami, in some reasonable way?
Well, it's kind of funny. Information, as reporters, we sort of glean stuff out of information that's given to us. And we ran a report, I think it was last week or the week before, that they had, that OPM had said that they had sort of gotten a handle on this, the number of requests that they have. And it was sort of in that data that we saw that, well, it seems to be that the number of requests are increasing. It's not just that they're sort of getting a handle of them, but actually, that.
So the backlog is developing even as they try to work it off.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, OPM itself is going to have to deal with, people leaving and, a lot of the people who handle this material, they're going to have to go in and deal with it as well.
And I think one of the most interesting things you write in your story when you talk to people is that they note that there's a big gap that exists, between the people who are eligible to retire and emerging leaders. And I guess that's because of hiring and when agencies have been hiring.
Yeah, that's probably one of the big concerns of all of this, that in the 1990s, the government made what then was sort of a short-term positive step. They sort of stopped hiring people. And, that was good for that time. But now we've reached a point where, the baby boomers, which make up a large percentage of our federal workforce, are retiring. And the people who would naturally sort of step in and take the baton and run with it, there aren't as many of them around.